Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Greatest Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can download a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
He can fix anything,
right,
if you listen to Him.
That's right.
But if you won't, you can get in a place where God Himself can't help you.
That's true.
And that's a giant statement.
Wow.
Why? Because He has ordained not to override your will.
That's right.
So He will protect your right to say no to Him if it destroys you, if it sends you to hell. He will protect your right to do it.
That's right.
But if you will have a humble heart,
right,
like the Master, He said, come learn of me. I'm meek, lowly of heart. You'll find rest to your soul. And if you'll trust that when He tells you something, you don't argue.
Right.
You don't backtalk.
Right.
You don't reason.
Right.
You don't procrastinate for the next 5 years.
Right.
Come on, say it out loud. I'm under the Lord.
I'm under the Lord.
He is my Master.
He is my Master.
You're under Him. So when He tells you something, just because you totally trust Him, here we go.
That's right.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. Well, why? We'll find out later why.
Right.
You say, right? How come this? We'll find out.
That's right.
But I know this. If the big thing you got to make sure is that it's Him.
Yes.
Right? That it's Him.
Yes.
But when you got that part, don't hesitate.
Amen.
Obey immediately.
Yes.
Obey unquestioningly.
Yes.
Right. Without reservation, without hesitation.
Right.
Obey.
Right.
And friend, when you do that, it puts you in a place, a protected place,
yes,
of power.
Yes.
Because under Him, now you can command the enemy.
Yes.
And he has to obey you.
Right.
Bible said you resist the devil. What had happened? He will flee. He will flee from you. I'm telling you, I don't know if I'm saying it adequately, but the worst thing that can happen to you is to be disobedient.
That's true.
To be rebellious.
That's true.
To be defiant.
Right.
And all you got to do to be that way is just wake up in the morning and act like you feel.
True.
I'm telling you. Because this entire world is filled with this spirit of disobedience.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Can you see it right and left?
Yeah.
This attitude of nobody can tell me what to do.
Yeah.
I don't have to listen to you. You sure don't.
Amen.
You don't have to listen to God. You don't have to listen to anybody.
Right.
And it will cost you.
Yeah.
Oh, it will cost you.
Yeah.
It will cost you.
Yeah.
And this is something that is so foreign to the world, but Jesus absolutely submitted Himself to the Father.
Yes. Right.
He said, I don't do anything of myself. I don't do my own will. I do the will of Him that sent me. I don't speak my own words. I only say what I hear Him say. I only do what I see Him do.
Right.
Yes.
Did Jesus walk in power?
Yes.
Did He walk in authority?
Right.
It was because He was completely submitted to the one over Him.
Right.
Can you see that?
Yes.
In fact, 1 Corinthians 15 goes into great detail that the Father has put all things under His feet,
right,
but that it should be obvious that the one who put it under His feet is exempt.
That's
from
right.
That.
That's right.
And that when all things are fulfilled, then Jesus Himself submits Himself under the Father. Well, man, if Jesus submits Himself to the Father,
that's right,
why shouldn't we submit ourselves,
amen,
right?
Yeah.
To Him and to all anybody He has put over us.
Amen.
But you got to get a hold of this flesh.
Amen.
Because everybody's got flesh.
Amen.
Everybody's got flesh. And just like that, that two-year-old learns that word, no, your flesh. So, I mean, even when the Lord is trying to do something good for you, it can rub you the wrong way. Or, here's a revelation now. People that are over you in the Lord,
right,
that God put over you.
Right.
You know one of their biggest problems? They're like you. They're like you.
Yeah.
And they may not say it as kind as they should say it. And they may not do it just the way they should do it, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't listen.
That's right.
And if you look for every excuse not to submit and not to obey, you'll find it.
That's true.
The Lord can show you, well, yeah, but you know, they're going to talk to me like that, and I'm going to, I ain't nobody's slave. I ain't nobody's slave. Well, yeah, that includes the Lord, I guess.
Praise God. And praise the Lord.
Oh, no, no, I'm the Lord. Well, He told you to submit to some people.
That's true. That's true.
Did He or not?
True. True.
So how can you submit to Him and you're not doing what He told you to do?
That's right.
That's true.
That's right.
So true.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Well, this has been different today, hasn't it? Go to Ephesians 1, please. I'm going to back up a little bit on this because this is so big in what we're reading about. It talks about what Jesus did and what He obtained for us. He's praying in Ephesians 1:19 that we would know what is the exceeding greatness of the power is to us who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in the heavenly places, far above. Everybody say, far above. The centurion's great faith was connected to his understanding of submission and authority. Over, above, and under. Over and under. And here, Jesus is given the authority and name far above all principality and power and might and dominion, far above every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. This is a forever kingdom. Jesus is forever the King of kings and Lord of lords. His name is forever the name above all names. And you have the privilege of using it. This name. Oh, somebody say, thank you, Lord. Verse 22. And, somebody say, and. And He has put all things under His feet and gave Him to be the head over all things to the church. Who's the church? Which is His body, the fullness of Him that fills all in all. This authority, this power over all principality, power, might, dominion, every name that is named, that authority is not just on the head, it's on the whole body. The head's connected to the body. Look in Philippians. He says a similar thing here. Philippians chapter 2. Thank you, Lord. Philippians 2, he said, verse 5, let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. We could say it like this, for Him to lay aside the abilities as God, He didn't act like He's being robbed, He did it volitionally. He made Himself of no reputation, took upon Him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men.
Amen.
Other translations bring out that He emptied Himself. He laid aside His mighty weight and power and glory, became like other men. And being found in fashion as a man, He did what? He did what?
Humbled
Himself and became
obedient.
Unto death. How far did Jesus obey?
All the way.
There's nothing He wouldn't do that the Father told Him to do.
That's true.
Nothing.
Amen.
When He prayed in the garden, when He sweat blood, and He said, Father, if it's anything's possible with You, And if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will. Your will be done. This is submission. This is obedience. Is this your example?
Yes.
You want to be rebellious like the devil?
No,
sir. Or you want to be submissive and obedient like the master?
Yes.
We got to watch what we emulate. The enemy is real tricky about this. He'll try to get people in front of you that are rebellious and defiant. Right. And because they have some kind of measure of success, try to get you to emulate them and be like them. But you don't want to be anything like the enemy of God.
No.
You don't want to have any disobedience or defiance about you. You want to be like the master.
Yes.
He humbled himself and became obedient to death, even the death of the cross.
Yes.
Verse 9, wherefore God also has what?
Highly
exalted him and given him a name which is above. Oh, come on, can you see this thing? Under and above. Under and above. How many believe Jesus is sat down right now at the right hand of majesty on high? There ain't no higher place. There is no higher position. How did he get there? How did he get at the highest place? Because nobody's ever gone any lower than he went. In obedience. Come on, can you see this? He humbled. That's what this passage is showing, the contrast. How far he went in humility and obedience, even to the death of the cross. That's all the way down. He went to the heart of the earth for us. Nobody made him. He humbled himself. Wherefore, because of that, God has highly, oh, somebody say highly, highly, highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Oh, somebody say, thank you, Lord. Above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in the heaven or beings in the earth and beings under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Oh, somebody say, thank you, Lord. Stand on your feet, everybody. Stand on your feet, say, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Lord, we give you glory. Lord, we give you honor. We magnify you. We praise your holy name. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to today's teaching in its entirety from the series, The Greatest Faith, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.